VBA Mobile. T-Mobile.
VWA, at your service.
Is it like your ugly voice?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You out and about, or are you at home?
KB4CBA. Oh, man, the neighborhood's going downhill fast. Dave, I just had lunch with Rick in Bronkin. We'd have known you was out and about, we'd have given you a holler. Hey, Rusty.
Your neighborhood going downhill. Boy, it sure did. Well, glad you were out having lunch. I had a couple of errands to run this morning. Had to go get some dog food. And Sam's Club had my dog food on sale today for $10 off the 26-pound bag. So that was good. So anyway, come pick up a couple items at the grocery store. Now I'm headed back to the house. So, that's what things are like over here. Go ahead, David.
Hello, Rusty. Hey, Steve. I'm not sure if there's anybody else in here or not. Everybody's gone. And I'm talking on my bow thing, using the same antenna on the car, but my Icom dual vendor, after about 15, 20 years, it bit the dust yesterday, so I got one coming, and it's in the mail.
I run into that mobile antenna.
I'm in a real bad place on 85 right here.
All right, well, just know that Tipsy Taco will never be the same.
Steve, you know why? That's why they call those things handy scratchies, you know? Because they're mostly scratchy on the air. I'm not going to take that business about Dave being in a bad spot. He just doesn't, that's what happens when he gets old like that. His memory starts failing on him. You've been behaving yourself, Steve?
Positively,
really not. I get the answer from you was, and all I know, Dave hasn't been behaving himself. He hasn't been doing that in probably 50 years, so, But anyway. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. Friday I went in because I had a sore throat to see my doctor, and they decided to do that, both the COVID swab and the blood test on that on me. And I hate having anything put up my nose. What makes me want to gag. Never got the burning effect, the gal kept telling me, but anyway. So, been pretty much doing things around church, doing things around the house, or like Saturday morning for 5 hours I worked at the food bank. But, so that's kind of what's been going on here, playing radio. Not doing a whole lot else, you know. Go ahead, David, if you're somewhere you think you're better.
I'm receiving y'all really well, but I just noticed that spot between White Horse and 291, you kind of go down a hole right there, and I've noticed, even with my other radio, it was a little scratchy.
Well, you're doing fine now. I do hope you get your new radio very soon. Matter of fact, when did you order it? Did you order it Friday or over the weekend on Saturday?
Ordered it last night, so. And I got a separation kit for it so I can put the face up on the dash here and the radio under the seat. And and it's the Icom 2370, and it's basically the replacement of the one I had. Mine was a 207.
Well, is it a crossbander?
No, I decided I didn't need to go that way, and I just decided not to spend the money.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, though, that the crossband is handy from time to time. I use it when I'm up in a metal building or something like that, and it works. It works good on my Yaesu. I tell you, it's listen, thank you so much for coming Saturday night. I had a great time, even despite the grill modification.
Turning your grill off. We had a major fire going. And we just thought that might not be a bad idea. You know, and I planned on turning it. Well, I thought I turned it on, the gas back on soon enough, you know, while it was still flaming, but evidently I was a little slow. Or the gas had quit flowing. I think that's what happened. But anyway. But yeah, we had a great time. I felt kind of bad because I wasn't there to help you clean up.
Nah, cleaning up wasn't bad at all. We had a get together Saturday night for a bunch of guys who went to high school together, Rusty. And I tell you what. Burnt burgers and all, it was good. It was real good. We had a good time.
And you even invited David. And you're going to have to watch that, son. But glad y'all had a good time. Let's see, what did I do Saturday night? I sat around and cussed my computer Saturday night. Because I shut it down Friday night, all like supposed to. And then Saturday afternoon when I got home, turned it on. It come up, all I'm seeing is a black screen with one little tiny bar up in the right-hand corner. So it's not booting for some reason. I don't know what's gone haywire with it. And my computer repairman was out of town last week, and won't be back in the shop till tomorrow. So, you know, and I just put that hard drive in there. That was a brand-new hard drive 6 months ago, so I don't know what's going on. But I'll let him figure it out. That's what I pay him the bucks for. Anyway, we're glad you had a good weekend, and everything went good, so, and everything, well, I'm about to pull back in the yard here, and I gotta unload a bunch of stuff that I picked up, which includes the dog food. The dog will be happy about that, because we changed brands about a couple weeks ago, and she loves this new stuff, so I'm gonna have to take the bag inside and dump it in her container. Where we feed her out of. Anyway, you guys have a good one. I've pulled back in the yard, and I think I'm going to go inside and go find me something for lunch here in a little bit. Talk to you both later, and I'll KM4 BWA and KB4 CBA. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Talk to you both later. W2T.
Hey, Rusty, in the words of Scarlett O'Hara, tomorrow is another day. You'll get your computer fixed. David will get his new radio in, because it's not but a one-day shipping point from Atlanta. And you two will both be happier than a couple of pigs in slop. Later, bud. Hey, Dave. Let me know if you need some help putting that radio in.
Rusty, if you're still listening, later, bud, and you have a good day. It's coming from Woodbridge, Virginia, the same place I bought my 7300. How about that? The HRO, and we stopped there, and I sat down in front of that 7300. My wife said, "So you want that radio?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, go ahead and get it." So, oh me, boy. Those are the sweetest words come out of her mouth in a long time. Well, I'm at the doctor here. I'm going to have to jump out, go see the doc, and I'll be back in a little while. I'll say 73s I'll clear her out after your final KB4 CBA.
KB4 CBA. KN4 VWA. Just mark this down. Whatever happens, I'm not going to sweat this week. I've made myself a promise. No sweat. Later on, Dave. I'll talk to you later, bud. K4VWA, clear.
real quick. You still there?